good morning, everybody. You hear the music. It is Wednesday. Time now for our Wednesday edition of our Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. He's back, realty expert John Brodeen, and we'll talk with him right after this.
Real estate can feel a lot like this, but you should expect more when you're buying or selling a home. You should feel taken care of by someone who can turn jitters into awe. Someone with the tools and knowledge to help you find the one or sell yours.
We'll take it.
Someone who can make real estate feel less like that and more like this. That's Home Services. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right, here he is, the one, the only real estate expert, John Brodeen.
How we doing?
How you doing, man?
Good, man. It's good to be here with you guys again.
Yeah. What's new in your world?
Nothing. I was on single dad duty this weekend. My daughter was, she was sick. My wife was in at Grandview with some friends.
She had
a girls' weekend planned.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was fun.
How'd that go for you?
It was pretty good.
Yeah,
and my in-laws helped me out a little bit too.
That's a big deal.
Yep.
Yeah, I took my grandkids to Disney on Ice a couple weekends ago at the Fargo Dome. I've been sick ever since.
Oh, crap. Yeah. Did they love it at least?
Yeah, they did. It was a good time. Yeah. It was a good time. All right. I suppose we should do some realty stuff here.
Yeah.
When we talk about real estate experts, realty experts, listing agents, a lot of this stuff seems to go over a lot of people's heads. That's one of the reasons why I enjoy these podcasts, because I learn so much. But why should listing agents, why should they offer buyer agent commission?
Yeah.
I read something about some stuff in the news here, just the other week, but I thought, you know what? I'm going to wait for the next podcast and find out more about this.
Yes. So I'll touch briefly on the lawsuit that you're talking about. It's a lawsuit against NAR. It was a class action lawsuit where lawyers drum up a whole bunch of plaintiffs. And this is me just speaking as a realtor who's been a realtor for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not speaking on behalf, I'm the president of our local board. I'm not speaking on behalf of our local board.
You're speaking on behalf of John Brodeen.
Just as me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not on behalf of the state or anything, state board. And I'm not going to go too deep into the lawsuit because I'm not, an expert.
Yeah. I don't need to know that much about it either, but
I'll try to summarize. So the lawsuit that everybody's been talking about, is basically the sellers were upset, that they had to pay both sides of the real estate commission.
Okay.
They had to pay for the listing agent side out of their proceeds, and they also had to pay for the buyer agent side out of their proceeds. Now, of course, this was always negotiable.
Yep.
There's never been a set commission rate. That's a common misconception. There's never been a set standard commission rate. In big cities where prices are super high, the percent on average is probably lower. In rural areas where prices are lower, the percent is probably higher. You even see that within our community here, is higher price listings usually have a lower commission that they're sold at. But there is no set rate. It's illegal to have a set commission rate across the entire industry. Each agent can have their own standard procedures that they operate by. Brokerages can have their office policies that they operate by. It was sellers that felt like it was unfair that they had to pay for the buyer agent commission along with their listing agent commission because the buyer agent doesn't work for them, right?
So did these few butthurt clients or whatever, they knew the rates beforehand, right?
Well, that was up to them to negotiate with their listing agent at the time.
Sure.
And then there was some issues, like not every state does buyer agency.
Okay, okay.
Like, for example, in North Dakota, we've been doing buyer agency for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, if you're going to be buying a house, you meet with me, you decide to make me your agent. We sign paperwork saying that you're going to exclusively work with me.
Mm-hmm.
In that paperwork, it details how I'm going to get paid.
And how much.
And what the minimum is.
Okay, yep. Okay, so, yep.
Like, for example, if I'm working with you, the minimum commission that I need at the time of closing is, let's say, 2.5% buyer agent commission.
Okay.
And when we show listings, maybe some are above that, maybe some are at that. If they're below that, that's where you'd be responsible for paying some of it.
Okay. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But I'm just wondering, were these people all of a sudden surprised that they had to pay that money? I mean, didn't they know it beforehand?
I honestly don't know. It was a it originated in Missouri.
Okay.
But yeah, the sellers basically thought it was unfair. Buyers weren't aware. Some agents, I think it boils down to mainly agents not some agents not providing enough value, or
right.
agents not being transparent with how they were being compensated.
Okay.
But this is a thing where every time, you know, we do a sale here in North Dakota, whenever there's a buyer and I'm representing them, we're doing a buyer agency agreement ahead of time,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
You know, clearly showing how I'm being paid.
Right. Now, I'm just wondering, you know, layman's terms, because I'm dumb when it comes to this stuff, but
yeah.
these people with the lawsuit and everything, I'm thinking, well, okay, do you really think you'd be better off not being represented? Then what are you going to complain
yeah,
about? You know,
that's exactly right. So like the big changes from the lawsuit basically are that now buyer agency is required.
Okay.
So that's something that's been required in North Dakota, so there's not much change there. And then the other big change is that buyer agent commissions will no longer be listed in the MLS.
Oh.
And this settlement just happened recently, so me and everyone else is still waiting for a lot more of like the details and
sure.
of the rules
okay.
of this sort. But this, a lot of the misconceptions are, oh, there's no long buyer aid, sellers are no longer going to pay buyer agent commission. There's nothing in this settlement about that. It just cannot be listed on the MLS.
Okay.
I can still offer a buyer agent commission, and I'm going to touch on a little bit why I should offer a buyer agent commission. Why, when I'm taking a listing, working with a seller, why I should have the seller pay the buyer agent commission rather than offering zero buyer agent commission to the buyer and having the buyer have to come up with that themselves. So there's, you know, so let me just check on this. Oh, something to note about the lawsuit is it's still, so the settlement is still subject to court approval, which could take a few months.
Oh yeah.
So right
yeah.
now these rules are set to go into effect in July.
Okay.
Yeah, it does not outlaw buyer agent commissions. That's something that it's kind of being portrayed that way
yeah,
sometimes.
And yeah.
I've seen some like videos on social media making it sound that way. Sometimes some things in the news making it sound that way. That's not true at all. It does not outlaw paying buyer agent commissions.
Okay.
And the way I see it going forward is, you know, there's always been discount brokerages that offer
sure, sure.
very low buyer agent commissions.
Well, you get what you paid for.
Yeah, and they offer a very limited scope of services. They might list the home for a flat fee and pay a lower buyer mm-hmm. agent commission than the average in that market. And you know, they offer limited services. They're not a full service brokerage. It's usually somebody from out of state that's
yeah.
doing this at a large scale. And usually what we see is these people, they tend to pop up a little bit more during hot markets, and then they tend to fail and go away during slow markets. But let's just say, why sellers should pay a buyer agent's commission.
Okay.
The alternative would be the buyer pays their own commission. Buyers, especially first-time home buyers, the biggest hurdle for them is the cash to close. They need to come up with their closing costs, their down payment. And if now all of a sudden just became an industry standard where buyers also pay their entire buyer agent commission, that's another thing they've got to come up with that closing on top of all the other things they've got to come up with at closing. This would disproportionately hurt first-time home buyers. Some first-time home buyers wouldn't be able to afford to have an agent. You know, wealthier home buyers still would be able to.
Mm-hmm.
The first-time home buyers who can't afford it, they're not well-versed in the process. They don't know the contracts in and out, and no one is representing them. Maybe they're dealing directly with the listing agent, but the listing agent isn't representing them. So they are going up against a professional on their own with no one looking out for their best interests. If that person has a buyer agent, even if the seller is the one paying the buyer agent, that buyer agent is a fiduciary to the buyer.
Okay.
They have to act in that buyer's best interest. Their job is to negotiate for that buyer and look out for their best interest with all the contracts, everything, as well as just giving them guidance on how to make a wise investment mm-hmm. with their home purchase, different things about the contract to close process, helping them be prepared, making it stress-free. Good buyer agents provide a ton of value. I think that's part of the reason for the lawsuit in general is there's a lot of bad agents out there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who do this as a side gig, who maybe just work with, you know, a few friends and family, mm-hmm. but they've got a different job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who aren't fully immersed in the business aren't going to be able to offer a high level of service.
Sure.
And I think in those cases, those people probably don't offer the value to justify what they're being paid. But the best agents in town, they provide a ton of value for what they're being compensated.
Oh, yeah.
So option one, buyer pays their own commission. This makes it so they have way more cash they have to come up with out of pocket. The other thing is sellers, if sellers are offering zero buyer agent commission and they're only paying their listing agent, so let's say they're saving X percent by doing that, like on the news, they're making it sound like that savings is going to be passed down to the buyer.
Yeah.
It's not.
No.
The sellers would be doing that to save money on their own end.
Okay.
And net more profit from the sale. And whether that actually would work is what I'll touch on in a little bit. But that savings is probably not going to be passed down along to the buyer, especially if the buyer is unrepresented and is not going to have an expert negotiating for them, right? It's more so what I think this is 10 years of experience here. Buyers, the most important thing to them is the amount of cash they have to come up with at closing.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the reason you see people asking for seller paid closing costs, because buyers have closing costs plus their down payment. And a lot of times buyers will buy, like they'll inflate the purchase price slightly so that they can essentially finance the closing costs.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if the seller is paying both sides of the commission and the buyer isn't having to come out of pocket for the commission, that's essentially what you're doing with the buyer agent commission as well, is you're being able to finance it. You get all the benefits of working with an agent, and that's kind of the way it's been done for the most part, you know, up until, you know, all along.
Right, right.
So to buyers, it's much more beneficial to have a slightly higher purchase price and a slightly higher loan amount, but have less cash out of pocket at closing, especially for these first time home buyers who are strapped for cash.
Right, right.
And that's what it accomplishes if the seller pays the buyer agent commission, even if they build it into the purchase price, even if the purchase price is slightly higher,
mm-hmm.
that's still what buyers would prefer over having to come out with extra cash out of pocket or be unrepresented.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, and it's also a huge marketing tool for selling listings. Like you're putting this listing on the market and you're putting a reward out for whoever brings in the buyer. You've got 250 agents in town. Doesn't matter which one of them brings in a buyer to
uh-huh.
it, but they know that if they bring in the buyer and sell that listing at closing, they're getting paid for it. So it's incentivizing all of the agents to go ahead and show that listing and try to sell it because they know they're going to be compensated when it does close. So it's an excellent marketing tool. If, if you offer zero buyer agent commission, then the only people, like if agents are working with buyers, they have a buyer agency agreement. They've already agreed that their agent's going to get paid this much at closing. And if you're offering zero and the buyer doesn't have enough cash to afford the agent, the closing costs and the down payment, they're not going to essentially be able to afford that listing, while they could afford a different one if they paid the buyer agent commission, even if the price was slightly higher. Does that make sense?
Sure does.
So, again, this is my personal opinion from my personal experience on this, not speaking on behalf of, mm-hmm. the board or anything like that. But I always think it's better to offer a strong buyer agent commission because you want that whole community of agents here in town working for you, trying to get
right,
that listing
right.
sold. That's what's in the seller's best interest. It's better to have a larger buyer pool than a smaller buyer pool of the only people who can afford to pay their buyer agent plus all this other stuff. You know, you want to open the home up to as many buyers as possible, which you're able to do there. The other alternative is buyer agency disappears completely. It's like this in Europe, most parts of Europe.
Okay.
Pretty sure it's like this in Australia. But then you've got buyers going completely unrepresented. They're dealing directly with the listing agent, and the listing agent is legally obligated to act in the seller's best interest, which is against the buyer's best interest.
Yeah, yeah.
So it basically makes things a little shadier where, there's nobody advocating for that home buyer,
uh-huh.
which isn't a good thing, in my opinion, for buyers out there at all, especially inexperienced first-time home buyers. So, some buyers wouldn't be able to afford having an agent if it went that direction.
Yeah.
Even if buyer agency was still a thing, but you had to pay for it. So it was kind of a thing where it's only for the wealthy. the people getting hurt the most if the industry were to change in that direction would be the first-time home buyers who don't have a ton of cash.
Okay. All right. Well, I did learn something again.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've pretty much figured it out here doing these Berkshire Hathaway podcasts. You got to have a realty expert.
Yeah.
You got to have a realty expert like you, Mr. John Brodeen. And how does somebody get a hold of you?
701-213-5428 is my cell phone number. Follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn, pretty much everywhere. So, yeah.
All right. And you will be back in a couple of days.
Yep. I will be.
All right. There you go. John Brodeen. He is your realty expert. That's your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast on your Wednesday morning. Give us a couple of days. He'll be right back in that same chair Friday morning, 10 o'clock.